Deji Ishmael, the founder of AfriSons. And my question for Deji today, Deji, my question is about leadership. Now, I think it was John Maxwell that said that everything rises and falls on leadership. What would you say is the most significant thing about leadership or most important thing about leadership?
Thank you. Leadership, very interesting one, actually. Leadership requires, like, leaders should have a vision, an inspiring vision that they're able to communicate to a group of followers who believe in the vision, who see the vision as aspirational, but they have belief in the leader that they can achieve the vision with the leader. Leaders often need to show empathy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we talk about showing empathy, maybe good leaders are the ones that show empathy, because they're also narcissistic leaders and they don't lead with empathy.
Yeah.
Everything narcissistic leaders do is about themselves. So let's just be clear about that. The non-narcissistic leaders, you know, so they have a vision, they have an inspiring vision, it's beyond themselves. It's about a purpose. There is a why.
Mm-hmm.
And then they communicate that and people see and believe in the why. And then they provide the leadership, the support to those people along the ways. They are good at resolving conflicts. They are good at encouraging, coaching and mentoring people when the journey gets tough.
Okay, so question. Sorry, I know I've already asked a question. Next question. Are leaders born or are they made, do you think?
Without a shadow of doubt, leaders can be made.
They can be made.
Easily, quite easily. I mean, big organizations really have a systematic approach to, because it's about paying attention and developing capabilities that maybe are not foremost for you, but once you are aware of the impact of them, you can be trained to be better. Like, for instance, you know, I always say to people, fold your arms, and then I say, fold your arms the other way, right?
Yeah, and it's uncomfortable.
And then really oftentimes behavioral change is about learning to fold your arms the other way, because it's about becoming intentional, understanding that empathy is needed, understanding that you need skills to communicate better, you need skills to be able to inspire. And so leaders definitely can be made. It's possible that some people are born with innate leadership skills, but I wouldn't say that's for the majority of leaders around. People can be developed to be good leaders.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.